America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Are you ready, kids? Get your parents' permission, check your mailbox, and grab your shopping cart. It's time for the Adventures in Collecting podcast.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to Adventures in collecting,
where we talk toy news, culture, and hauls,
along with our journeys as collectors.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Premium Toyetic Event. I am Dave, and it is later in the week, as promised, so that must mean it is time to take a look back at the second night of the Premium Live event, WrestleMania, the biggest WrestleMania of all time, and I think we can confirm that that's the case now. So we're going to look back at WrestleMania Sunday. Not who won the match, not who lost the match, not even if it was a good or bad match, but whose gear looked the best and should be made into a toy. So of course we're going to be looking at what we think, or what I think. Eric is still on was still on vacation for WrestleMania, and that didn't change. So we're going to look back at, or I'm going to look back at WrestleMania Sunday and take a look at what I think should be the next either Elite or Ultimate or Ringside Exclusive or whatever the case may be for four matches on the WrestleMania Sunday card. And we are going to start with the opening match of the show, or at least of the Sunday show, and that is the WWE World Championship between Seth Rollins, Seth freaking Rollins, and Drew McIntyre. And Seth, in a very It's a Philly thing, since that's the saying down in Philly, in a very It's a Philly thing, came out with the Mummers. And the Mummers parade, very big thing in Philly. Seth came out dressed up as a Mummer, with the big kind of blue and white hat and the long flowing blue and white, I guess, jacket, cape, cloak scenario. They did a little mini Mummers parade around the ring. And Seth hit a home run with that gear. So we're going to look at Seth Rollins, Seth freaking Rollins, in the blue and white Mummers gear as pick number one. I guess this would have to be an Ultimate because of all the deco. Yeah, it would be an Ultimate because of all the deco. So that's the first pick. Now, an honorable mention for this match was that Damian Priest came out and cashed in. No longer Senor Money in the Bank. He is now Senor World Champion, because after Drew beat Seth, Damian Priest cashed in. Damian Priest had really cool black, red, and purple gear. The kind of black, red, and purple was a really good theme, running theme for the Judgment Day all weekend. Not just black and purple like usual, but there were red touches thrown in. It felt a little bit Kane-like to me, to be honest. I don't know if that was Damian Priest's inspiration, but that's kind of what it looked like. But definitely, if we're looking honorable mention, Damian Priest gets that honorable mention. Match number two that we are going to look at is the United States Championship match. The three-way between Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton. Now, Logan Paul came out in the Prime truck, and that's really cool, but there's nothing cooler than Kevin Owens and Randy Orton making fun of him by coming out in a golf cart with a KO sticker on it. So we have Kevin Owens, of course, every year that he's in WrestleMania, we have a new KO Mania shirt. This year was no exception. So we've got the KO Mania shirt, which is definitely toyetic, definitely should be on an Elite. And then, since Randy Orton's comeback, we have a comeback Randy Orton. So we'll get a new Elite for Randy, too. I think that's cool. We could also get a Wreckin' golf cart, I think. I think we can get that Wreckin' golf cart, right? So that way they could drive out in it. KO can be behind the wheel. Randy Orton can be standing on the back. Everybody's pointing and laughing at Logan Paul, even though he got the last laugh and won the match. But the winners of the match as far as who should be a figure are Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. So they are my picks. Kind of a double pick, but hey, we're going for it. They are my second match pick for WrestleMania Sunday. My third pick is going to be for the Women's Universal Championship match, Bayley versus Io Sky. Bayley came out with like pharaoh wings, and like it was really cool like Egyptian themed entrance. There were pyramids on the trons, and she had really cool blue and gold gear, was carried out, had the jacket with the wings like we were talking about. And as said by, I think it was Michael Cole and Corey Graves on commentary, that the gear was inspired by a park and a museum, an Egyptian park and museum in Bayley's hometown of San Jose, if I remember correctly. If I have that wrong, let me know in the comments. But I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, that was the theming of it. And it was awesome. It was really cool gear for Bayley, a very different look for her, as opposed to like the suspenders and the kind of cargo pant look that we're used to. Still very Bayley, but still very cool. And I mean, we've got to get Bayley in Ultimate at some point, right? I think this is going to be the perfect case for her to get that Ultimate and have that big WrestleMania moment represented in a figure. So Bayley is my third pick for WrestleMania Sunday. Last but certainly not least, I think we would need like an 11 to 15 pack to fully represent the just sheer insanity that was the main event of the evening. The story was finished. Cody was able to finish the story and win the undisputed WWE Universal Championship from Roman Reigns, finally, after a year. Just building back up and winning the Royal Rumble for a second time. Main eventing WrestleMania for the second straight time. Cody finished the story. Now, there were a lot of appearances in this match, and that's what I'm saying, like an 11 to 15 pack. I don't think one single figure could represent the awesomeness that was like the video game action movie feel of this match. And I loved every second of it. I was on the edge of my seat. I loved WrestleMania this year. And I especially loved this main event match for night two. But Cody had the skull mask for the entrance. We had Brandy out with him, so we might be able to get a Brandy figure too. We could get that, right? Like a Defining Moments 2-pack for Cody and Brandy. Cody had some extra, like, almost like scaling or feathering on the shoulder pads of the entrance jacket. I mean, it was his standard red, white, and blue, but I feel like there's no bigger defining moment for Cody than finishing the story and winning the Universal Championship at WrestleMania. Being able to hand the belt to his mom after the match was over, everybody celebrating in the ring with him, all the speeches and all everything. Like, just what a great main event. What a great close to WrestleMania. So Cody Rhodes and Brandy. We're going to put Brandy in there too. But that is my fourth and final pick for WrestleMania Sunday. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. As always, keep an eye out for any new Premium Toyetic events. Whenever there is a Premium Live event or pay-per-view, depending on the company, leave comments below. Let us know who you think should be a toy for both Night 1 and Night 2. Who should get that figure? Were my choices good? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know. Post in the comments. If you want to take a look at the WrestleMania Saturday Premium Toyetic event, it's here on YouTube. We'll try to get like a link or something. Maybe there's a tile. I don't know. As always, subscribe, ring the bell. That way you know when the next YouTube video is up. Whether it's a premium toyetic event, an episode of Adventures in Collecting, an unboxing, a card break, or anything else, keep an eye out for those videos. And if you get that notification, watch them. Let us know what you think. As always, you can follow us at AIC_podcast on the social medias. I think that's going to be up here somewhere in text. White text on a white background. I'm going to have to do something about that. Sorry. So otherwise, I'm trying to think of what else. Oh yeah, we have a podcast, of course. Adventures in Collecting. Do a search for that on your favorite podcast provider of choice. I think that made sense, right? Favorite podcast provider of choice. Your favorite podcast provider. Your choice for podcast providers. We'll go with that. As always, thank you, everybody. Leave a comment, follow, subscribe, ring bells. I think I got it all. I feel like the beginning of Soarin' here as I'm going through the checklist for all you Disney Park folks. Let's see. Social media, YouTube, podcast. Yeah, I think I got it. All right. So until next time, we will see you for the next premium toyetic event. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, dear listener, for hanging out with us today. Subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen, and then tell your friends to do it. Thanks also to Joe Azari, the golden voice behind our intro. Our music is Game Boy Horror by the Zombie Dandies. Find more about them both in our show notes.
Follow us on social media at AIC_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Stop by and say hi, show us your toy hauls, and share your toy stories. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Don't try this at home. Void where prohibited and some assembly required. Each sold separately, not a flying toy. Consult a physician if your toy run exceeds more than 4 hours.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.